Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Plug in, feel the pulse on Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit.
He's our freedom song, he's our freedom. If the Son of Man sets you are free indeed. That is Christy Nokels and the song Freedom Song on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Do remember we are praying after the news bulletin, the 2 o'clock news bulletin. We are actually encouraging and praying for our children. And I was so excited to see that even the pastors that will be leading us today have been doing that in their churches, have been doing that on their Facebook pages, have been doing that even in, some have got some websites. So they were doing that on their websites as well, encouraging our young people who are writing and also praying for them. And so we are going to have Pastor Angie Campos Real. We're going to have Pastor Anna Motlana. We're also going to have Pastor Pepisile Tsotetsi. And all of this for the love of our children. But let's cross over to the 2 o'clock news bulletin.
You're at 657 a.m. Radio caring 24 hours a day.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
It is Heart to Heart. Beautiful sounds coming there from Minister Muse. And the song is Come Let Us Sing. 12 minutes just after 2 right here on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Now I said that Pastor Angie Campos Real is going to lead us as we encourage our matriculants, our tertiary institution learners as well, and also our young ones. So we're talking to learners and students now. Yeah, let me get it correctly, because the learners are those ones in primary and high school, and we also have our tertiary students. I know they're also learners, but tertiary students, and so she is also ministering to those. Let's start with Pastor Angie Campos Real. Hello, Pastor Angie.
Beloveds, I greet you in the wonderful name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. My name is Pastor Angie Campos Real, and I would like to take a moment to encourage and pray with our grade 12 students who are starting matric exams. Now, many of you who do know me, who've heard me speak on Radio Pulpit, who have followed my ministry, family and friends, you all know that my son David is busy with his matric and will be starting with his exams. It has been quite a journey for us. I have to admit that this has been quite possibly one of the most stressful years of my life. At times I mentioned that even my own matric year was not as challenging or stressful as I found David's was. We worked hard this year. We prayed, we fasted, he studied, he spent time with tutors, and we really felt the pressure. We felt like this year was dragging on and there was no end. But finally, we have now made it. We start, and within a month, he will be done, as will most of the matrics. Quite possibly the most important month to 6 weeks of your life. I know it's been challenging. I know it's been stressful. But you got it. You're going to be great and you're going to do well. I want to give you the same encouragement that I gave David. Not every child is an academic child. David is an artist. He loves to draw. He's self-taught Japanese. He reads, writes, and speaks Japanese. And he does amazing anime drawings. I said to him that there are young people who are really academic, you know, they do really well at school. And then you get others who are artistic. and so many other talents. Remember that you are different and you are unique. My encouragement to you is the same that I gave to my son David. Just give it your best. When you go to bed at night, just know that you gave it your best. And whatever your best is, God will be happy. He will be happy that you tried your best. You cannot push yourself beyond your best. So this is my encouragement to you. Dear grade 12 students, as you embark on this critical phase of your academic journey, remember that you are not alone. God is with you, and His presence gives you strength and wisdom. Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to..."
Oh my, I wonder what disturbed that.
Beloveds, Father, we lift up. You don't have to stress about your future. You've worked hard to get here. Trust in God's guidance and His provision. Proverbs 3 verses 5 to 6 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to Him. In all your ways, submit to Him, and He will make your paths straight." Submit all that you have, all the plans that you have for your exams, for your studies, for your future, whatever you have planned, submit them to God, and He will make your path straight. He will go before you. Just trust in the Lord with all your heart. You don't have to lean on your own understanding and... Beloved, let it be with you, and let the Holy Spirit be with David, that everything that you do, everything your hands touch, be it your pencil, your laptop, your exam paper, everything that your hands touch, let it prosper. For the Holy Spirit is with you, bringing you to success, bringing everything that you've studied, that your teachers and tutors have taught you, bringing them all to your remembrance. You will not struggle in this exam because the Holy Spirit is with you, enlightening you, bringing you onto straight paths and bringing you to success. Let us have a quick prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, trusting in your sovereignty and love. Father, we...
I wonder what's happening there as Pastor Angie is ministering unto our young people. But be encouraged. You're not alone. Know that there are more that are with you. Let me try to see if we can't continue in that prayer with Pastor Angie from another angle. Let's see if this one will work out for us. But yes, keep trusting in the Lord. I remember that the Lord Holy Spirit will teach us all things. Well, He knows even your subjects, hey? He knows even your subjects better than even the teachers themselves, so you can trust Him with everything. Let's see if it works out from this side as we continue.
And the Bible tells us the reason why he was successful was because the Holy Spirit was with him. That is my prayer for you, that as the Holy Spirit was with Joseph, let the Holy Spirit be with you, and let the Holy Spirit be with David. That everything that you do, everything your hands touch, be it your pencil, your laptop, your exam paper, everything that your hands touch, let it prosper. For the Holy Spirit is with you, bringing you to success, bringing everything that you've studied, that your teachers and tutors have taught you, bringing them all to your remembrance. You will not struggle in this exam because the Holy Spirit is with you, enlightening you, bringing you onto straight paths and bringing you to success. Let us have a quick prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, trusting in your sovereignty and love. Father, we lift up every grade 12 student as they begin their exams. Grant them wisdom, clarity of thought, and peace that surpasses all understanding. Father, may your presence calm their nerves and focus their minds. Lord, remind them of their identity in you. Dear Lord, may they know they are loved, equipped, and empowered to excel. We pray for your guidance and protection, that our grade 12s may complete these exams with confidence and faith. Remember that you've prepared well. You've worked hard. Trust in your abilities and the help of the Holy Spirit. Remember that these exams are just one step in your journey. The Bible says in Philippians 4, chapter 6, verse 6 to 7, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. I know that during this time, there's a lot of uncertainty, there's a lot of pressure, there's a lot of fear and a lot of anxiety. I know what you're feeling because I have been going through it with David. I feel the pressure. I see it on him. And all I do is encourage him to pray. Because the word of God says, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything pray and petition the Lord with thanksgiving. Present your request to him. David and I started a fast. We started fasting last week. He decided, I didn't ask him to. I was fasting for him. And he decided to join me on his own. Said, Mom, I'm going to join you to fast. And he's doing so now. He's fasting, he's praying, he's presenting all of his anxieties, his fears, his hopes, his dreams, his future plans. He's presenting them all to the Lord in prayer. I would like to encourage you to do the same. It doesn't have to be a long fast. You can fast half a day, you can fast until 10 o'clock in the morning, you can fast until 12 o'clock. If you are feeling anxious, present your prayer request before the Lord. Put on some worship music, worship, and just calm your mind in the presence of the Lord. Remember, I'm saying it again, this is only one step in your journey. You have your entire life ahead of you. You don't have to succumb to any pressure. Just give it your best, and that's all any parent would ask for. We trust you. We love you no matter what. There is nothing that you can do that will disappoint us. Not one thing. We love you for getting to where you are. You are already a success to us. I'd like to encourage you to take a moment to reflect on your journey. Think about how far you've come. Remember the struggles, but definitely celebrate your triumphs. You are amazing, and we are so proud of you for getting to where you are right now. Let us bring this to a close. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your presence and guidance. We ask for your blessing upon our grade 12 students. May they experience your peace, joy, and strength throughout these exams. May they know they are loved and valued. Holy Spirit, be with each and every one of our grade 12 students, as you were with Joseph, as you brought Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego before great people because of the spirit of excellence, as you brought Daniel before great people because of the spirit of excellence upon them. Let your spirit of excellence be upon our grade 12 children. Father, by the power and authority given to me in the name of Jesus Christ, I bind every spirit of anxiety, every fear, every worry, every trauma, every depression, and every suicidal spirit that may be upon our grade 12 matriculant children. You are under the authority to the name of Jesus Christ, and I command you, Satan, to take your filthy hands off our children. Father, by the power and authority given to me in the name of Jesus Christ, I release the peace of God that surpasses all understanding upon our great 12 children. Let the peace of God guard their hearts and their minds. I declare that each and every one of our great 12 children have the mind of Christ, that the helmet of the hope of salvation is protecting the area of their souls. And I thank you, Father God, that each and every one of our great 12 children will be successful. Regardless of the outcome, they are already successful because they've made it so far. Father, give our matriculants the assurance that we are proud of them, that we are happy for them, and that we love them. There is nothing they can do to disappoint us, Lord, because they are already successful. Thank you, Father, for your grace upon each and every one of our children. We bless them, we release your favor upon them, and we thank you, Lord, for great success over each and every one of our matriculants and over David. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen. You have a blessed time in the presence of the Lord. Until we meet again, I am Pastor Angie Campos-Real, ending this prayer with much love. God bless you.
And that was Pastor Angie Campos-Real, just encouraging our learners and also praying for them. Let's come back and get more from Pastor Anna Motlana and Pastor Pepi Sile Tsotetsi. We're going to take the sounds of Vili and Tasha Hubert. Your heart shall your dear draw.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
We understand that as a young person, you face many challenges that threaten both your safety and mental well-being. And in this fast-moving world, you don't always have someone to talk to. That's why I Am Youth has joined hands with Child Protection Hotline to give reliable and accessible counseling to young people. So send a WhatsApp text, SMS, or call the number 076-037-6345 to get help today. We believe that you are worth it.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Filled with blessings and new opportunities, my family. We stand united in wishing our matric class of 2024 success as they begin their exams today. Amen. I would like to extend my heartfelt wishes to the matric class of 2024, Sisbongile, and also to say to them your dedication and hard work throughout the year have not gone unnoticed. Each late night study session, every moment spent preparing, I believe it has prepared you for this critical moment. Now take a moment to reflect on how far you have come and remember that this is just one step in a much larger journey. So have faith in yourself and in the potential that lies ahead. With the grace and guidance of the Lord, I am confident that you will achieve great success in your exams in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah. Sisbongile, I want to say to our matriculants that as they prepare to begin the exam, here are some important reminders to keep in mind. Number one, do not fear. Do not be afraid. Remember, the Lord is always with you. In times of anxiety, take comfort in His presence. Amen. Take charge by practicing Deep breath and releasing all the tension in Jesus' name. Remind yourself that you are strong, you are capable and fully equipped to handle whatever that comes your way. You are not alone in this journey. God is with you. The Bible says in Isaiah 41 verse number 10, "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." Hallelujah. Number two, the Lord will give you strength and support. The Lord will give you support that you need throughout your exam period. Now trust that God will grant you the strength you need to overcome any challenges that may arise during this period. Amen. Number three, the Lord will protect you. The Lord will protect you. So we invoke divine protection over you during your exam period. May the Lord safeguard each desk and chair you occupy, ensuring that your surroundings are conducive to success. We ask for His protection over you and over your stationery, that it may remain intact and functional during your exam time. May the Lord shield your mind, granting you clarity, granting you focus and confidence as you tackle each question. Remember this, God is with you, protecting you from negativity, distractions, and doubts that may arise. Now stay centered and trust in His guidance as you prepare for this important time. Amen. Number four, the Lord will give you wisdom for success. The Lord is always present to guide and support you and your journey towards success. So in times of challenges, lean on God for the encouragement and motivation you may need. It's important to actively seek His wisdom and guidance as well. An example of this can be found in the story of Solomon, which I know you know this story from the book of 1 Kings chapter 3 verse number 9, when God presented Solomon with the opportunity to request anything he desired. Solomon chose wisely. The Bible says he asked, "Now give me wisdom and discernment so I can effectively lead this nation." And I want to say to my family which are writing their matric exam, similarly, you can reach out for wisdom when facing difficult situations, such as when tackling your exam question paper. So pray for clarity and insight, and trust that with God's help, you will be equipped to handle whatever challenges that may arise. Amen. Number five, the Holy Spirit will help you. The Holy Spirit is our helper. Now, as you enter this exam period, be assured that the Holy Spirit is here to aid your memory, helping you to recall all that you have studied and learned. I was reminded of John 14 verse 26, where the Bible says, or rather where the Bible reminds us that the Holy Spirit is the advocate whom the Father has sent to us. And it continues to say, the Holy Spirit will teach you all things and remind you everything I have said to you. The work of the Holy Spirit is to remind us what the Lord has said, what the Lord has taught us. But the Holy Spirit has an ability as well to remind us what we have studied. So as you continue with your studies, remember you have a helper, and your helper is the Holy Spirit. He's here to offer His assistance, and He will help you even during your exam same time. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to take time and then pray for you this morning. Heavenly Father, we humbly approach your throne of grace today, presenting our dedicated matriculants of class of 2024 before you, my God. As they begin their exam today, we seek your divine presence to surround them in Jesus' name. May your hand guide each one as they face this challenge in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray for clarity of thought. We pray in the name of Jesus for the smooth flow of ideas and for a sound mind throughout their examinations in Jesus' mighty name. Heavenly Father, we ask you to protect them from any form of forgetfulness, Father. We pray that you protect them from mental block, from fatigue and discouragement that could rise during this crucial time, my Father. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ that, Lord, grant them mercy and bestow success upon them, Father. Not only as individuals, but as a collective group, oh God. Holy Spirit, we pray that you will grant them the direction on what to read, Father, and study for this examination in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Father God, we pray that you will strengthen their memory, Father, so they retain everything they need for the exams and recall it afterwards. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. O Spirit of the living God, I command every arrow of sickness, every arrow of dizziness, panic attacks, confusion, my God, forgetfulness that aims to hinder their success in this examination to depart from them now. In the mighty name of Jesus, we cover them with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. O Spirit of the living God, we unite in prayer for improve the results this year, believing that with your help, my God, they will achieve their dreams. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Father God, we give you the glory, my God. Father, we honor you in the name of Jesus. Mudimwaka, we know that you are with them during this time, and there's no need for them to be afraid, oh God, in the name of Jesus, knowing that you are there as the helper. You are there protecting them, oh God, in Jesus' mighty name. Father, we thank you, we worship you, we give you the glory, and we give you the honor in the mighty name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. We thank you, Father, we honor you this morning, in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah, amen and amen. My family, let's stand behind them and inspire confidence as they take on this important challenge in Jesus' mighty name. Let's continue to pray for them daily in Jesus' powerful name. Hallelujah. The Lord bless you. Shalom, shalom, shalom.
Ah, that is Pastor Anna Motlana praying for our matriculants, and also, you know, just dedicating them unto the Lord during this time. Not an easy one, but it's doable through Christ. We've been there, done that. We've won that T-shirt. Look at us now. And so let's go and encourage our young ones. Looking at time, we won't be able to take the last prayer by Pastor Pepsile Tsotetsi. And I think we can do that in the coming days, because the examinations are continuing right through. So, yeah, we are going to do that in the coming days. We are just going to have those prayers coming forth. And yeah, may the Lord be with our children. May he be with you as well. I'm signing out, and we say hi and hello to Germany, your one else, on something else. You and I are going to meet tomorrow at 12, tot 3 uur. And tomorrow we have a great testimony that I don't want you to miss. This awesome woman has gone through depression with the help of the Lord, and she's starting a new project altogether. And so we are excited about that. I'm excited about the testimony. You want to be part of it tomorrow. So do join us from 12 up until 3 o'clock. I'm signing out, and may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of our Lord Holy Spirit rest and abide with you now and forevermore in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. I'm going to leave you with the sounds of Swazi Dlamini. You're great. She's not alone there, but featuring also a great man of God. And do enjoy those awesome sounds. Let me just do this. Alrighty then. Yeah. So do enjoy these sounds and toodaloos. Bye-bye.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.